Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, August 28th. Tour books tell us that the best view of Prague comes from a 200-foot tower in the city's old town. The tower has served many roles besides tourist attraction, though. Weather station, clock, and astronomical observatory. Clementinum Tower was built in 1722. It's part of a complex built beginning in the 1550s by Jesuit monks. They established a major university there, and while the university has moved on, the site is still home to the Czech Republic's National Library, considered one of the most beautiful in the world. The tower became an observatory in 1751. It was founded by Joseph Stepling, a priest, mathematician, and astronomer. 3 years earlier, he used a pair of eclipses to calculate the exact latitude and longitude of Prague. He acquired state-of-the-art instruments for the observatory, many of which are on display today. A few years later, observers began recording weather conditions, a practice that continues today. It's one of the longest records of weather observations on the planet. And in 1848, astronomers began keeping time for Prague. Sunlight entered the tower through a hole in the wall. The beam of light crossed a line inside the tower at noon. The astronomers then signaled the time to the rest of the city, first with flags, then with a cannon. Clementinum Tower was restored a few years ago. Today, it's one of the top attractions in Prague, a spot that's always offered a great view. You can find out about MacDonald Observatory visitor programs at macdonaldobservatory.org. And for the MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.